welcome to the Evening Booze Hour.
Episode 129. Wow, what a year it's been since we've last recorded.
What a year this week has been. I saw a lot of that this on social media.
Yeah. Oh my god, I have aged. I'm not kidding. I like caught a glimpse. I haven't been wearing makeup like, oh, you know, it's bad. And I'm like a stay-at-home mom. I'm always like, this is actually no different than I live my normal life. But for some reason, I'm like not putting any makeup on, like no mascara, nothing. Yeah, it's crazy. No. I look like a 60-year-old.
I'm having the opposite problem because I usually work from home, so I never wear makeup, you know, maybe shower every other day. So I'm all set for quarantine. But now everybody at my company is working from home. So the girls that, you know, it's kind of like an unspoken rule by the work from home people. Like, we don't put on our video cameras because we all know we look disgusting.
Yeah, yeah.
So all these new kids are like, let's put on video and like, let's do a meeting with a really, you know, important person all on video. So like, I'm now having to wear makeup.
That is so funny. You're like in the bizarro world right now.
I am in such a bizarro world. I feel like the universe has hit me with a dump truck this week. Like, I'm so tired. They're forcing me to wear makeup.
That is so, yeah, I've heard that like, people who are now having to do video chats and, like, work at home, they are, like, hating, like, they can't, they're like, if I have to have, like, one more video chat meeting, like, they can't even handle it.
Well, and it's so true, like, all the memes that are like, now we're about to find out which of these meetings could have been conference calls after all, you know, and...
Yeah, it could have been emails.
Right, or emails, or, yeah, exactly, any of that, you know, it's so true. I mean, some people do really like, you know, working in person for collaboration and whatnot, but yeah, it's just very different. I'm like, no, 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 that's not how the work from home people do it. Okay. Take a step back. Take a seat.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I don't know. See, it's the same for me, but yeah, it's so different. Well, I guess cause like my daughter's home cause she's in kindergarten here. So now she's home and my husband's home. Which I think I have been having, like, a good time. I haven't been, you know, it hasn't, like, killed us yet. I don't know.
Yeah. And,
like, get along pretty well, like, luckily.
Yeah. And you've had nice weather and, like, you know, at least your kids can go outside and run around and, like, blow off some steam.
Except we're getting a nor'easter tomorrow.
Oh, no.
Yeah. The grass is turning green. The leaves are, like, budding on the trees. Nope, we're getting 3 to 5 inches tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, we've had rain all week, which has added to the, like, you know, normally I do work from home. I don't get stir crazy, you know, but something about not having the option, like normally I'll go out and grab a coffee during the day or something like that, you know, if I want to like break up my day, and like not having that option. And then the rain on top of it, it just feels like so claustrophobic.
If it's like too cloudy, too many days in a row, that shit is bleak. Like, I'm sorry. And nobody can handle that. Like, it is right dire now, situation.
Right now, we're going to have, like, 2 weeks of rain. Are you kidding me, universe?
Yeah, like, in this period of time, are you kidding? Is this a joke? See, we've been having, like, gorgeous weather, and I'm like, oh, I'm so glad. But, like, the kids will love playing in the snow tomorrow, so whatever. I don't really care.
Yeah, true. True. But yeah, how's everybody else doing? How are you holding up in quarantine? Are you getting the stir crazies? Are you like finding ways to pass the time? I mean, fortunately, I've been like kind of too busy to like get stir crazy or like think about the news too much. So that's been kind of a nice thing, I guess, in a weird way.
Yeah. No, definitely. Definitely good. But I'm sure you're also drinking to cope with... Whether it's just like pounding glasses of water, I don't know. You definitely should stay hydrated. But here on the Evening Booze Hour, we like to have an alcoholic beverage. So Liz, what are you drinking to commemorate our first full week and a half-ish in quarantine?
Okay, so like I said, I feel like I've been hit by a dump truck. I've been trying to catch up on sleep this weekend. So I am actually, and yes, we did stock up on alcohol when we found out, you know, isolation was happening and self-quarantine was happening and shelter in place and all that. So I am drinking something that is unusual for me. I don't normally like whiskey. I'm not a brown liquor person per se. But if you guys have tried Screwball whiskey, which I'm sure many of you out there have, it is so good. It's peanut butter flavored whiskey. And so I'm having a cup of coffee with a shot of Screwball added to it. And it's like peanut butter coffee. It's so good.
Oh my God. I never even knew that was like an option in life.
Dude, it is so good. I mean, I think it was kind of expensive, the bottle. I don't know if they just like jacked up the price, but like we've made it last, you know, because like we don't take shots. Like what I like to do with like a sweet whiskey like that is get a bunch of ice and just pour like a shot over it and like sip it as it gets watered down. Oh. So that makes it last. Like, and then I feel like Hugh Hefner or something. Wow. I don't know.
So fancy. Trey chic.
Don Draper.
Yes, that's actually who I was thinking of in my head. That's so funny you said that. Oh, John Hamm.
Yes.
I can't with him. He was on a great episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, really?
So good. So good. Oh, love him. Okay, I got so distracted. Where were we?
So try Screwball whiskey. If you don't like whiskey, but you like sweet stuff, it is really sugary. So like I don't, like I said, recommend drinking like a whole lot at once. Yeah. But if you mix it with things, it's really good. What are you drinking?
That sounds good. Okay, so I am literally so hyped up right now.
I'm trying to get on your level with the coffee.
Please get on my level right now. I had an iced coffee at 4 p.m. today. I am good. So normally I'm like lounging in my bed while we record. No, tonight I am camped out at the end of the bed on the floor, sitting down.
Me too! Literally at the end of the bed on the floor. I will send you a picture.
That is, I believe you. You don't have to. You're like, I will videotape this moment or it didn't happen. No, I am like so amped up. I cannot even begin to explain. So I'm like sitting at the end of the bed on the floor. I have my whole little workstation here and I have, of course, my trusty White Claw tall boy, because there was a lot of alcohol at the grocery store when I went, and I was like, oh, okay. I thought it was going to be like, you know, picked through and whatever. No, had my tall boy.
The liquor stores are still great options. They're still fully stocked.
Yeah. I love that you really just sent me a picture. I have like the exact same setup.
Exactly. Look at all my dirty, like, well, actually, it's all my clean laundry that I haven't put away.
I'm going to take a picture of you with all my dirty laundry.
We'll add it to the Instagram so you guys can see our setups and how professional this podcast is.
This is, like, the wrong medium right now. I'm like, oh, yeah, look at you sitting. Let me tell you about the pictures I'm looking at right now. That sounds fun, right? Oh, my God. Okay, so I'm drinking my White Claw Tall Boy Black Cherry.
Oh, one of the best flavors.
Yeah. Yeah, they only have the mango and the black cherry in the Tall Boys.
I think those are the best.
Yeah, I've never had the mango kind. So.
Oh, it's good.
Is it? Okay, maybe next time I'll get that. But I like the size because, like, one or two nights a week, or four or five, I like to have, like, just a glass of wine with dinner. Yeah. And you guys all know I love my red wine, but I'm like, I really should be drinking something different for such like festive occasions as recording our podcast every Sunday night.
As quarantine.
It's a little more special, you know, because listen, this show goes on. Liz and I are on opposite coasts.
Yep.
We always do this remotely. Is that the right word?
Yeah, you know what? I want to say something about that because you brought this up. Like, some of our favorite podcasts have not been airing new episodes. Like, they've been doing live shows because of the social distancing. And we've never missed a show because we always record this way. So, like, I just saw My Favorite Murder, like, Steven dropped off recording equipment for them to do in their home. And I'm like, are you kidding? Just get on Skype and, like, press record.
Like, don't forget where you ladies came from, because I've been listening to this. I mean, you introduced me to their podcast, but it was, they were still relatively new.
Oh, yeah. We've been listening since the beginning. Yeah.
So, like, it sounded exactly like this podcast. Don't forget where you came from, ladies.
Yeah. You can still find a way to record and don't compromise Steven's
health. Yeah, seriously. But they should be releasing something every day, as far as I'm concerned. What else are they doing? Answer me that. Riddle me that, Steven.
Please. But yeah, so we've been social isolating as pros for like 2 years now.
Yeah, and clearly we've got it down. We haven't changed anything. Oh my God. Oh, God bless. God bless this.
I feel like whenever you drink White Claw, like, we just have an amazing show. So I feel like we should just get into it and, like, give us, like, a quarantine headline update. What's been in the news lately, right? Should we just go to that? Or?
Let's just get into it. Okay, so there are some random things. I mean, basically, okay, number one news stories, COVID-19. Obviously, you guys are not here for that. You're not here for that. But we did learn, this is breaking news when we record Sunday night, but Harvey Weinstein.
3 days later.
Remember. Breaking news, 3 days late. Harvey Weinstein stricken with COVID-19. Yeah, just announced that he's been tested positive for the COVID, the corona. And
not mad at it at all.
Yeah. Okay. Think of the reaction you had when you heard Tom Hanks had it. Oh my God, national treasure, Tom Hanks, friend of the show. Like, what? It was devastating news.
And he just called them. Yummy.
Oh, what a snack. What a snack. But yeah, Harvey Weinstein, good. That's what I said. Karma.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Karma. Oh, so anyway, so that's kind of like late breaking, 3 days late. Okay. Okay, so this was the only other news, really. Meghan Markle has been in the news, not with Megxit, nothing really to do with Megxit for once. Okay, so her ex-co-star, Simon Rex, from when they filmed Suits together. Let's not forget that she is an actress that was on a lot of seasons of the show. Yeah. Highly successful show, Suits. We forget. So her ex-co-star, Simon Rex, was offered by a British tabloid $70,000 to lie about their relationship by saying that they hooked up. Yeah. So apparently they went on one, like, friend date. Like, it wasn't even a date. I guess they got lunch together or whatever.
And lunch doesn't count.
What?
Lunch doesn't count.
Yeah. So, and that's what he said. He's like, it was a non, like, date lunch thing. So, you know, co-star is going to grab lunch, whatever. But the British tabloids heard about it and offered him $70,000 to say that they hooked up when they got together, because they had, like, photographic evidence of them being together. So it would be perfect to run, like, those pictures with that story. And he was like, I was like, fuck them. He was basically like,
I keep seeing the headline for this, but I have not had time to, like, read up on it. So I thought he actually, like, did take the money.
No, he was like, I wasn't gonna, like, fuck with the royal family. That's basically.
Yeah, and only 70,000. Come on.
Right? That's kind of what I thought. I was like, okay, he's already in, like, a successful show. He's not going to take $70,000. And to jeopardize that relationship, and you'd be getting, like, even worse press than Meghan Markle. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
No one wants that.
Yeah. And, like, I did see, I mean, obviously, like, this is putting so much pressure on them, on, like, the British press, and I was reading that Harry just, like, lost it. Like, he blew up, like, right before they decided to leave the royal family because he just, like, could not handle how they were treating Meghan Markle, you know? So, and now we're finding out, like, how bad it really was, you know?
Oh, my God. And it is, it's like, what else does Harry love more than Meghan Markle? His mother, who died. Under, like, circumstances that they were basically about to live, you know, like, if they stayed. Oh, so, so sad. I feel bad for them.
We'll have more British royal updates later in the show, because I know you guys all want to know what they're doing during quarantine.
Yes, and actually, one of the things that I've been listening to is a new podcast called Even the Rich.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I've been hearing the ads for it. I haven't started it yet.
Yes, so there's only two episodes so far. I think there's going to be more out by the time this episode comes out. So there's a few episodes, and their first, like, series that they're doing is about, like, the royal family, mainly Meghan Markle. So they kind of, like, but the second episode is about Meghan and Princess Diana. Kind of together.
Oh, interesting.
It's kind of cheesy. It's a Wondery podcast, but it's good to, like, you know, it passes by the quarantine time, okay, while you're doing dishes, so.
Yeah, I usually do like the Wondery podcast. I know you and I were talking about how sometimes they, like, their voices make you fall asleep, but they always do, like, interesting subjects, you know?
Yeah, the girls are, like, kind of cheesy and whatever, but, like, hi, I'm cheesy also, so. Whatever. So if you're listening to this podcast, you'll probably like that one. Okay. Anyway. Okay. So the next story I have, yes. So we have more royal stuff coming. So don't you worry. But the other funny thing that happened kind of, like, in the celeb world was that Jared Leto was, like, in meditation, like, unplugged in, like, camping out in the desert or something. And he had no idea that, like, there was
a
pandemic happening when he came out.
Oh, my God. God bless Jared Leto's little heart.
I know. Well, and then I saw another headline that was, like, I guess they're filming Big Brother.
Yeah, in Germany. Yeah, Germany, I saw that, too.
It's, like, the last people to not know, like, what's actually happening in the world. And they're just, like, in a hot tub. Like, they have no fucking clue what is going outside.
And they're going to, like, do a special to, like, reveal it to them, like, on air.
You fucking kidding me?
That's what I read.
Oh, shit. I got to see that.
Yeah. Well, and I've been seeing, like, so I watched Big Brother, like, when it first came out. I haven't watched it in, like, I don't know, 1,000 years, but I definitely saw, like, the first one or two seasons. And I think one of those was when 9/11 happened. And I remember they rolled in, like, a TV to, like, show them the news coverage, you know, so they knew what was going on. And, like, I think they were allowed to, like, contact their family.
That been on for that long.
Yes, dude. It's been on forever.
That people are so into that show.
Oh yeah, I mean, it was great.
I've never watched it. Just
got over it.
Yeah, I've never watched it. I probably have seen, like, an episode here or there, but if you're not, like, in from the beginning, you don't really know what's going on.
It was one of those, like, first reality shows. You know, like, it was Survivor and Big Brother, and, like, the Real World.
True. Yes. Oh, let's not forget, dude. That's what I was thinking. Like, I should start watching, like, old school shows like that.
Yeah.
Old, like, old Real World. I watched that. Like, I remember watching Puck, like, on TV.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Crazy. And I saw D-Dog Dan was watching Unsolved Mysteries.
Yeah. I've been thinking about getting into that.
I was like, oh my God, that is so good. And then I was like, but also you need to watch The Tiger King, which I'm going to talk about later. But
yes, but oh my God, poor Jared Leto. So does he know now? Like, I have been, that's kind of funny because I've been seeing memes that are like, has anyone told the Amish what's going on? So I just thought that was, like, a funny joke. But now we really know that there are people out there that don't know what's going on.
Yeah. I mean, if you're, like, you know, in some monastery, like up in the Tibetan mountains or something, yeah, you know,
connected.
Like you wouldn't necessarily know. So I guess that's a good thing. Ignorance is bliss. Okay.
Totally.
Oh, so bad. Okay. And then the last thing I want to talk about for pop culture is the video from Gal Gadot of all the celebrities singing Imagine.
I hate anybody? That so much. I hate it so much.
It is so, oh my God. I listen to The Morning Toast every weekday morning. That's another good podcast to listen to just like while you're getting ready. Actually, while I'm getting ready at like noon, because that's when it comes out, like 11 a.m. But anyway, so I heard about it from them and I was like, what is this? And I look it up on Instagram. Gal Gadot posted it. And it's just like, have you seen it?
I didn't watch it. I saw like clips of it. I saw it where it was posted, but I saw clips of it on some show. Like her and Will Ferrell and like, but I didn't watch the full thing because I was like, yeah, no.
Because yeah, no. Yeah. So Kristen Wiig, she's one of the first people on it. Like it's just like the most random celebs singing little pieces of the song Imagine by John Lennon. And it is the most cringeworthy. I mean, they obviously thought they were doing like humanity a favor.
Yeah.
By being part of this. But
I guess.
Well, my favorite comment is no one asked for this. Like
that. Yeah. It's like, who do you think you are? Like coming to save the world? How about donate some of your millions to the hospitals that need it right now? Like,
yeah,
stop
like,
singing.
My boy, Christian Siriano.
Yeah. Shout out to Christian Siriano. He is amazing.
He stepped right up. He was like, listen, Governor Cuomo, I will fucking have my team make a fucking shit ton of masks, gloves. Like, what do you need? We will make it. Like, I have sewers that I'm still paying. Like, let's get them to work.
We're working from home. Yeah. So let's do it.
Working from home. Let's do, like, get a pattern. Yeah. Yeah. Governor Cuomo tweeted him right back. He's like, yep. Let's go. Let's figure it out.
What other fashion designers, you know, like it's real bad in New York. So like they need it. But yeah, like these celebrities, I've been seeing so many of them post like their stuff from home. And it's like, I get it. Like they have so many followers and they're trying to like offer a little bit of hope to people. But like also you're in your mansions. Okay. People are losing their jobs. The stock market is crashing.
Like you're loving this. You get a break. This is a break.
Yeah.
I know. It's just so out of touch, basically.
Yeah, that's what that video like screened was like, how out of touch those people are, because it's like, no, we don't love you that much. It's a pandemic, you know, we love you, but there are bigger things right now.
Yeah, I do love these artists going live on Instagram and performing like mini concerts, basically. I'm so into. And you know what, like, they're artists, like, they're performing, they want to perform for you. That's free. Like, John Legend did it. He charges.
And so many of them had to cancel their shows or, you know, reschedule their shows anyway. So, like, you know, they feel so bad about that.
Yep. So.
Yeah, that's different. Yeah. That's their talent. You know, Will Ferrell, if you want to get up and do some stand-up for, like, an hour for free, I would watch it, maybe. But
comedians are doing that. If you follow like the lesser known comedians, they're doing it now. They're doing like a stand up set.
That just reminded me, I was going to mention this too. I think I'm going to check this out. I know we've talked about it on the podcast before, but I just saw that the Winchester Mystery House in San Jose is offering free virtual tours during quarantine.
Oh, and that's like the museum or the, the zoo. Remember the article?
Yeah.
Penguins at the zoo because all the zoos are closed, so they let the little penguins out to explore the zoo. They're like walking around. They're
so
like
cute.
Literally just looking at the exhibits, like as if they're tiny humans. Like it's just so fucking cute.
So but take advantage of it. You know?
Yeah, literally, there are so many things for free. Subscription services are a lot of them are doing like a month free.
Movies are going direct from the ones that are out in the theater. You can now like rent them if you have like Chrome Box or whatever that's called, Apple TV. I don't know what the other ones are.
I don't know. I'm like Netflix. I don't know. That's all I am.
If you have something where you can rent things on your TV, you can rent movies that are like supposed to be out in theaters right now. That's all I know.
Nobody's going to the fucking theater, so of course, like, why not do that?
Exactly. But yeah, I mean, what have you been watching? Because like, there has been, you know, I feel like now's the time. There's been a lot of new stuff that's being released early, or it's just a time to like catch up on stuff that you've always wanted to watch. Like, honestly, there's a lot of new shows we want to start, but we're kind of been watching a lot of like nostalgic old stuff too, maybe just because it's comforting.
Yeah, definitely. I think like older shows are like definitely resurfacing because exactly that, like, they are so comforting in these grim times that we are in right now.
The Hallmark Network, I think, maybe it's, I'm not sure it's Hallmark, one of those networks is releasing like their Christmas content now.
Yes, that's so funny. I'm so glad you brought that up because I wanted to say something about that and I totally forgot. Yeah, Hallmark Channel has all their Christmas movies going because everybody's like, I need some fucking like Christmas vibes going, like,
yeah,
Christmas cheer, tis the fucking season, like, let's boost my mood. People are putting their Christmas trees back up.
Oh really? Oh my gosh,
Christmas lights out. Yeah. Oh god. Okay, so we have to kind of keep you up with your quarantine content, I think, right?
Yes.
And
you've been sending me great suggestions, so I appreciate it.
Well, we would be busy like packing for our Gilead phase one move to Canada, but that came to a screeching halt because our borders are closed. So
it's too late now. Canada plan. It happened too fast. We could not even enact the Canada plan.
Sorry. I mean, I don't know.
But you know what? I mean, just quick note on that. I was thinking with like everybody not working and off the roads for the next 8 weeks plus, like the environment has got to be getting better. And you know, the people in Gilead like love that. So I feel like we're heading in that direction.
Oh my God. It's so true. But there has been so, like, the, you know, like, the rivers in Venice.
Yes, in Venice.
Clear. Yeah. I know. It's so, like, it actually is, like, the earth is just, like, can I breathe for a sec? Like,
yeah.
Let the bitch breathe.
Earth is purging.
Yes. It's crazy. Oh, my God. Okay. So, anywho. So, instead of packing, we are binge watching things. Is that correct? What have you been watching, by the way? You said you were watching.
I've been watching a lot. Like, I watched, okay, I'll give one recommendation because I liked it more than I thought it was going to. But earlier today, I watched The Banker. It's a movie that they released on Apple TV Plus. It's got Samuel L. Jackson and Anthony McKee in it. And it was all kind of about how the Fair Housing Act came to be, but like you don't really know that until the end. It's not like a spoiler or anything because like they were just very influential in what happened. But it was just about these two guys who kind of are trying to desegregate LA by buying buildings and renting them out to African Americans so they can start to build wealth because, you know, in the 50s and 60s they were denied that, actually probably even today, you know, so they're basically denied the American dream because like even if you are a doctor and an African American you couldn't buy, you know, or rent in certain areas. So it was pretty interesting. A lot of math though. I couldn't follow all of it.
no bueno. Interesting. Very interesting. That sounds good.
I've been watching a lot more movies, I feel like, than TV shows.
Okay. Any movies you want to recommend?
Just that one, I guess. Okay. And like, yeah, we've just been watching a lot of old nostalgic ones.
Nice.
We watched Frozen 2, and I also kind of felt like I needed to be, like, on shrooms for parts of that movie, so I was like, I don't know what's happening.
Some of it is on, like, a different level, right?
I, like, got really confused towards the end.
Me too! Dude, I was like, is it because I left for 3 seconds to, like, get more butter on my popcorn, or, like, I was like, what just happened when I was gone?
I literally turned to my husband and was like, what is happening right now? Like,
that is so
funny. It was a little over my head, actually.
Yeah. That is so funny because I literally, because we saw it in theaters and I literally left for like quick sec, come back. I literally like watch it for a few minutes and I look at my husband. I'm like, what is happening? The kids are like watching. I'm like, of course they're following it. I'm like, Penny, what's going on? She's like, oh, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, oh, okay. It's deep, man.
It was pretty deep, yeah. I mean, there was some really, like, some underlying things about colonialism, I feel like. I was just like, whoa.
Yeah, it was interesting. I liked that one, actually, better than the first one. But anyway.
Yeah, I
did.
Next time I'll be on shrooms or something. We'll see.
But they did release that early on Disney Plus, which was with them. Because all the kids home, so, yeah, that's a good one. Okay. Well, I, like, my number one recommendation, and you know full well what it is. I've been raving about it. Okay, people, as soon as you stop listening to this podcast, drop everything, go to Netflix, and start watching Tiger King, and devote the next 7 hours of your life to that fucking shit show, because oh my god.
How many episodes are there? It's like, is it like a season, or would you say it's like a mini series where it's not going to continue after this, right?
It's a docu-series.
Okay.
7 episodes.
Okay.
And what a fucking ride. Buckle your seatbelts, pop some popcorn, pour your favorite glass of wine, because shit is about to, I don't even know.
It takes place in Florida, right?
Okay. It takes place in so many places.
Florida.
Oklahoma. Haven't heard anything from Oklahoma in a while, have you? Well, no. You have now. You have. Oklahoma, real hot right now. This show is getting so... It just, like, came out 2 days ago, I think, as we're recording. So you guys have had it out for, like, half a week, okay? It is going to be the most talked about thing, more than the coronavirus. It's gonna be in the news. I mean, this has been in the news,
right? That's what I'm saying. Like, it's different because, yeah,
they will show you clips and you'll be like, oh my fucking god, yes, like, yeah. I remember this happening.
I do remember, like, so, like, I've seen the previews for it. I haven't started yet. I will get on it. I had homework from Kate to watch like 4 episodes before we recorded, and I needed an extension.
I'll grant it. Granted.
But I've seen that guy before, and we both listened to part of the Joe Exotic podcast from Wondery, which is about the same story, but we never finished it, so, like, we don't know what really happened.
Right. So, because I'm, like, a podcast junkie, I definitely have heard of Joe Exotic. I remember listening to probably 3 episodes of that, and it was good, but it was just, like, too many characters. It got too confusing. But holy shit. The problem is, you need to see these people, okay?
Yeah.
You need to see these people with your eyeballs. It is eye-opening.
Okay. And so, like, can you, like, basically sum up what the story is? Because you're right, there's so many stories, and, like, I don't know how closely it does follow the podcast. I'm assuming, like, is the other woman that was sort of, like, his rival... Is she in this show too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, basically he, like, I don't know. Like, I just, whenever I think of him, I think of, like, gas station tigers.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So, didn't he do something about a dog biting a camel's balls or something?
Yes.
A human? Yeah, a human. Yeah. It's a whole thing. Okay. So, this is not a gas station zoo, but it is a, like, backwoods Oklahoma zoo. This guy, Joe Exotic, owns it. And it takes about 2.5 episodes to, like, get into it. Like, at first you're just like, wow, this is, like, fucking crazy. Like, these people are such characters. And then you're like, okay, like, where is this going? And then all of a sudden, you're getting whiplash because of how many twists and turns are happening. It is insane. It's insane. So,
and there's, like, murder for hire. Am I correct in that?
There is murder for hire. There is cults.
Oh, no! I love cults.
Yeah. There are big cats. There are, I mean, bad this haircut. Has, bad, but so good. There is, I could not possibly list off the reasons that everybody needs to be watching this show, because it is so beyond. It's like, this can't be real, but nobody could ever make it up.
Right.
Honest to God.
It's like, fiction. Yeah.
Say that lightly. Like, I do not say that lightly. This shit, like, the episodes I was watching last night were, like, turning, like, I just was sitting there with my mouth open, and, oh, it's homemade music videos.
Oh, yes! I remember that from the podcast.
Pre-TikTok. Oh, yeah. You have to see.
Yeah, obviously.
Literally, my
story is meant for visuals, really.
Absolutely.
That's why no one got into the podcast.
Yeah, literally 2 minutes in, I was like, oh, you need to see the people talking. Like, it's, and they have footage of everything. Like, this guy was.
Oh, yeah, actually, he filmed everything, right? Yeah, that was, like, his thing.
A reality show, basically. So he had somebody shooting him 24/7. It's nuts how much footage this has. It is mind blowing. I am, like, astounded. I can't. I'm not kidding. For the whole time I was watching it last night, completely forgot there was a global pandemic.
That's so nice.
Like, I'm not kidding. Like, I was, like, a little while after watching, I was like, oh, yeah, we're, like, in, like, a quarantine, self, like, isolation situation right now. Like, completely forgot about it. So if for any reason, watch it for that reason. Because you will forget.
Yes. Yeah. No, that sounds awesome. I can't wait. I will send you notes when I begin.
Please do. Like, please. Any thoughts, comments, questions, or concerns, send to me, because, and you guys, give me your thoughts and comments, because, wow, it is, just wear your neck brace while you're watching, so you're prepared for the whiplash to come. I also wanted to recommend, for your quarantining pleasure, on Instagram, you should be following Brad Goreski.
Oh, I do. Yeah.
Because have you watched Brad Bucks?
No, I haven't. I think I saw him go live, but I didn't look at it.
Okay. So he goes live, actually he's been going live, I think, every night, I believe.
Oh, okay.
But every day he posts in his stories, and I believe he puts it out onto his IGTV channel afterwards, but I'm not sure. I hope he does, so you can all go back and, like, see what's been happening. So, Brad Goreski, who you probably remember from the Rachel Zoe Project.
Wait, I don't follow him. I just remembered that I do not follow him, so I don't know who I'm thinking of, because I don't like him from the Rachel Zoe Project.
Oh my God, Brad, I loved Brad from the Rachel Zoe Project.
I mean, I like him, but he did Rachel Zoe dirty, and I don't like that.
They like made up, and
yeah,
I don't know.
That's true. They did. Like, but you're right. I don't know.
He really honestly seems like the nicest. Like, he really does. So, anyway, so he's married to...
I think I'm thinking of Christian Siriano. They're both, like, little and wear glasses.
Yeah, they do. And they're in fashion, like, both of them. Okay.
I know.
So, Brad Garecki is married to Gary Jannetty, who is famous in his own right. He's a famous writer, but he's...
I just found out about his Instagram account from... Shout out to our royal correspondent, Liz.
I definitely had to have sent you memes from his account before.
I wasn't following it. I mean, maybe it was one of those ones where I couldn't see either. No, he's public, I think. But whatever. I mean, I just started following it. I probably have seen the memes before.
Because
like, recycled.
I haven't. Like, I probably was like, oh, she's probably like already following this or whatever. Oh my God, he has the Prince George memes at Gary Jannetty. Follow it. It is like never ending. And he is also a writer for Family Guy, I want to say.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. His account, the George memes, like just remind me of Nori's Black Book, but like the royal version.
Exactly. And he's coming out with an animated show about the royal family.
No.
Yeah. I think it's going to be on HBO Max or whatever it is. It's going to be on one of those, but I can't wait for that. And he's going to be the voice of Prince George, I believe. Yeah. But anyway, okay. So Brad Garecki and Gary Jannetty are married, okay? And Gary is very picky about eating. So like every time they go out to eat, like Brad will do an Instagram story of Gary like critiquing the food because he's very particular, but like in a funny, endearing kind of way. So he goes to Starbucks and gets like a specific Starbucks drink, and it's known as the Gary. And if you follow Brad or Gary, you know, like you have to get the Gary right. And it's like an iced mocha almond, like two espressos, whatever. Almond milk. Okay. No whip. It's like this very specific order. So because they're in quarantine, Gary has been going to Brad Bucks, and Brad tries to make his Gary drink. And they do this like role playing thing, and it is so funny. And I think it's day like 7 or whatever they're on, and Gary is like finally asking Brad out on a date. And it's like a little mini
like barista.
Show. Yes. It's like literally like a show. And every day he posts it.
Oh, that is so funny. Okay. I'll start following him.
It's so cute. I love it. And like they're actually like having a storyline. And it's just like makes my day. It's like 2 minutes of just like little Instagram stories, but it's like the most precious thing you've ever seen. They're just like, so like, hey, oh, hey, Brad. Oh, hey, Gary. Hey, they're like so cute. Anyway, follow at Brad Garecki. It'll just make you smile. I also started watching Little Fires Everywhere on Hulu.
Can't wait. That I'm ready. I needed time like to be able to binge it because I want to watch like either all three or like, you know, the first two back to back.
Yeah Well, they have 3 episodes out already. And then I think Wednesdays they're going to be putting more out, but okay. Actually, speaking of my book club,
did you read it?
My book club, yes. So we read Little Fires Everywhere probably like a year ago.
Okay.
I don't know. And right after I finished reading it, I had started seeing news about like Kerry Washington being in Little Fires Everywhere. I was like, oh, sweet. There's going to be like an actual show of this book. That's awesome. Because I just read it. And, you know, it's always good to read if possible, if something's based on like a book that you're about to see, you know?
And did then you like the book?
Okay, so it's one of the only books I've actually finished in my book club.
Oh,
so it was an easy, but because it was an easy read, it wasn't like amazing, I don't think. Like it was
right.
But it was very quick read. And I was like, oh, okay, I could see this. But now watching it, I'm like, oh, I wish I never read the book. Because, because it's like, I know what's happening, but they change so much of it. And then that's all I can think about is like what they changed and like that never happened or like they, you know, so I don't know. Like it's good. I'm liking it. Because of course I love Reese Witherspoon and Washington. So if anything, it's a good cast. Right. And Josh, what's his name? Is the dad? No, no, Joshua Jackson.
Oh, he is. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
he is the dad. So he's like Reese Witherspoon's husband.
Did you see the video of him and his wife at Home Depot and the Dawson's Creek song came on and she was like started filming and singing it? It was so funny.
That is so cute. Oh my God, I love that.
Yeah, they're really cute.
Yeah, they're a cute couple. That's so funny. So anyway, it's good. I say watch it.
I want to get into it. I haven't read the book, so that's good.
It's good. I think it's good. Nikki's going to have to tell me what she thinks because I know she's read the book too. So she'll have to compare her notes with me. And then I did start watching Broadchurch, but I only got
one episode. I'm sorry I didn't warn you about that. It was going to make you cry. I've been preaching the Broadchurch train for episodes now, but yes, there is like a child murder that happens. So it is kind of intense. But.
Yeah,
Coleman does bring the humor.
I'm like, oh, grieving parents of like a tiny child. Cool.
Yeah.
I was like,
there are so many characters though that like honestly, as you continue, like it's always about that case, you know, in some way. But and like just things change with the family too. And I feel like there's just so many other characters. It's like a soap opera. So like there's other things to distract you from like their horrific grief, you know?
Yeah. I guess it's the first episode's pretty heavy. So I'm like, but then Tiger King came out. So I was like, okay, Broadchurch is on the back burner because I am like need to smoke meth real quick after watching Tiger King. BRB. Yeah. Anyway, and then Top Chef started.
I don't watch that.
Season. Yeah, that's a good one. And then just really following your favorite celebs and stuff on Instagram Live, I would highly recommend because they're always going live. You know, they got to keep that content coming.
They got to stay relevant. Yeah. I mean, I do like how like the talk shows are, you know, a lot of them are continuing because they can still video guests. You know, and film it that way, you know, shout out to Andy Cohen. Hopefully he gets better. He was diagnosed with the coronavirus and he was going to continue his Watch What Happens Live show, which I freaking love. But he's put a pause on that. So yeah, I think he would be like, he would do it really fun, you know, from, his like apartment and whoever he's talking to. But.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, so think of who your favorite celebs are, give them a follow. And then really, after you've run out of those options, you can always just give yourself some bangs because that's apparently what everybody's doing is cutting bangs.
I had not heard that, but that's so funny because that's totally what I used to do like when I was bored and might even I still like trim my own bangs. You know?
So. I trim my own hair. Like it starts getting long. I'm like, snip, snip. Like that looks good. I feel like this might happen to me. And I'm like, I'm a fucking stay-at-home mom. Like, why am I doing this right now?
I just recommend, because I've done it before, you know, you always tend to go too high. So keep it low and, you know, make them longer than you think you need.
Exactly. Exactly. You can always go shorter. Yeah. So just Give it a little grace. Give it a little grace at the bottom. But wow. I'm all
for experimenting. Practice your makeup. Like, let's get good at contouring. Like, I've got some goals.
Literally send us a picture if you're cut. Amber V, I feel like, is cutting her own bangs right now. Amber, put down the scissors.
Don't go too high.
Put the scissors down. But really,
like, dye your hair, do whatever. Like, now's the time. Yeah. Have you ever wanted to have pink hair? Like, do it. Now is the time to do it.
Why the fuck not? Why the fuck not? Yeah, and then the only other things I suggest, like, truly, is playing board games with your children, because it's fucking funny. We introduced our kids to Guess Who, and that was so fun.
Oh my god, Andy and I just played Guess Who back in the old days, like 2 weeks ago when you could go to bars. There was Guess Who at a bar, and we played it. It was so fun.
Oh my god.
I realized how bad I was at it too.
Oh god, it's like our kids were like, at first we like split them up and like we would tell them like the questions to ask, you know. Hmm. And then we're like, after a couple rounds, like, okay, we'll let them like come up with the questions. And like the first question, my son's like, are they wearing glasses? I'm like, I mean, I guess if the person was wearing glasses, that's a really good first question to give. But like, the risk is so bad. He's like, there's like, no. And then he just puts down like,
you gotta start with the genders.
We were drilling them too. We're like, the best first question to ask is your person like a boy or girl? Which is like, in this day and age, they're like, what's male and female?
I know. Your kids are like, what about, you know, like, we don't use those terms.
Yeah, what about them? Or, you know, like, all the other pronouns that you can use.
Yeah. It's so true. Oh my god, that, like, reminds me of, like, a job I had so many years, well, not that many years ago, like, 5 years ago. And we were doing this thing with, like, high school students, and there was a presenter that was, he was trying to like be kind of like salesy and tell them like, you know, don't get discouraged if someone says no to you. But the man, the presenter was like, no doesn't mean no. And these kids like got so mad. And I had never been prouder of the future. They were like, you can't say that.
That is wow.
And like even like the little boys in the class, like all the kids were like shocked, and they were like, no, you can't say that. I was like, single tear for like consent.
That is amazing. I mean, you really, man. We've got to do
all like, well, what do we do? Like, we don't want, you know, the presenter to feel bad, but we're like, but they kind of have a point.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I think
like our future back and didn't do anything.
Our future is right, okay? Our future is right.
It's so true.
But yeah, so then we're like, should we even teach them to like ask if you're a boy or a girl? Like, and guess who? I don't know. What's the proper
protocol? I totally did something like Ezra. Like, I can't remember what it was when my husband and I were playing, but I totally did something like that. Like, are they wearing earrings?
Yeah. And are they wearing a headband? One girl has a headband on.
Yeah. And then I was like, oh shit, there's only four people with a headband. Yeah. I like, don't laugh before I ask.
That is so funny. Oh my god. Oh, that is so funny. Well, we'll have to like Facebook Live playing Guess Who together.
Yeah.
We'll mail you. We'll mail you one, like, side of the Guess Who game, and we can play.
Yeah. There's got to be, like, a computer version, I'm sure.
Yeah. Anywho.
But, yeah, let us know what board games are you guys playing. I feel like board games are making a big comeback right now.
Card games, board games, absolutely. They're fun. Scrabble?
Well, if you haven't played if you have kids, they're good for teaching.
Yes, that's like my number one thing is like not to be like a sore loser. I cannot stand a sore loser.
Yeah. Oh no. Nobody likes a sore loser.
Anyway, okay. So that's just like, you know, quarantine vibes. What are you up to? Let us know, and let us know how you're surviving out there these days. And but I'm ready to hear about some royal family drama.
Yes. Well, in times of crisis, we can always turn to the royal family. You know why? Because there is a motto in England that goes, keep calm and carry on. And that's how the Brits like to live life. And can all like be inspired by right now. So you actually sent me this article, which I am going to share with you all. And it is all the times the royal family has kept calm and carried on, you know, in different crises throughout history, and how that's affected the royal family. Because it's a little hard to find like too much new news at the moment that's not coronavirus related. So I wanted to take a look back and just learn about something that I didn't know about. And, you know, we love the royals.
Yeah, and if, you know, the royals can do it, so can you, right?
Oh my God. Seriously. So I'm going to go through these examples, and then I'll let you know where the royals are in this moment in time, so you don't have to worry about them.
Oh, thank you. I have that. I've been worrying about them in Buckingham Palace.
Oh, they're all spread out in multiple houses.
Oh, good, 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 good. Self-quarant, yeah. Self-isolating in their huge castle.
But protect the queen and Philip. They are so old.
Literally protect the queen at all costs. Philip, meh.
I mean, he's had some troubles.
Ugh. Anywho.
Anyways.
Okay, so what did they overcome?
Katie? Okay, so yeah, the first one is actually during World War II. So at that time, the future Queen Elizabeth, she was not queen yet, obviously, she was just a young woman. She did her part to help the war effort. The Queen Mother refused to evacuate to Canada with her two young daughters.
Oh, big mistake.
Yeah, always. And you know, like, London was, like, decimated, you know. Yeah.
Always choose to go. To Canada.
Always to go to Canada. Exactly. If Handmaid's Tale has not taught us anything.
If we have learned one thing, it's enact Gilead Phase 1 ASAP.
Whenever you have the chance in a crisis to go to Canada, go.
Do it. If she only knew then what we know.
So the Queen Mother said nope to Canada, and instead, King George and his family rode out the war in Buckingham Palace before they eventually settled into Windsor Castle. And when Elizabeth turned 18, she joined the Auxiliary Territorial Service and trained as a truck mechanic and a driver for the war efforts.
That's why she always drives her old ass to church on Sundays.
She does like driving, yeah.
Yeah, she's always driving. And she's old. She drives. Wow. Okay, this is making more sense.
Like, she's a mechanic, so there's like a picture of her actually fixing a truck in like a jumpsuit and everything. So, you know, that's a really valuable skill.
Good for her. You want a woman who can change a tire. You know what I'm saying?
Not here. AAA, anyone?
I do have AAA, too. Never had to use it, knock on wood.
But oh, really?
Good to have. I know how to check my oil. That's pretty good, right?
Yeah. I mean, I know what you're supposed to look for, but, like, I don't really mess around under the hood.
I don't do under the hood.
Baking. Okay. Like, added to my list of things I don't really do.
Oh, my God. Love it. Love it, love it.
More like the queen. So in 1947, you know, at the end of the war, clothing in Britain was still being rationed. So the then princess actually was getting married, and she purchased her wedding gown material using ration coupons from the war efforts.
Oh, interesting.
So, like, yeah, she didn't, you know, obviously she probably bought really nice material, but she kind of went through the same efforts that the citizens were having to do, you know, for their own clothing.
Okay. Well, and they probably looked at it the same way we looked at the Gal Gadot.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Like, probably. Everyone's like, okay, like, no. Cool, like, try again later. Yeah. Okay, but I can see where she's coming from on that one.
Right. Trying to be, you know, not insensitive. So in 1981, fast forward, a 17-year-old named Marcus Sargent tried to fire 6 shots from a gun directly at Queen Elizabeth.
I'm sorry. You know what? I wouldn't be surprised if you told me, like, she's been shot 12 times.
Yeah,
like, I'd be like, yeah, okay. Makes sense.
Well, I don't know where this took place, but she was on one of her horses, right? She loves her horses. And so the bullets turned out to be blanks, and the police, like, you know, arrested the guy right away. The queen, the whole time, kept her composure, comforted her horse, and then proceeded on as if, like, nothing had happened.
Okay. These people are hardy.
Oh, they're hardy.
Listen, this better be on the show.
Oh, I know. I know. Well, this next one I forgot was on the show, and that's what actually piqued my interest in this. I was reading about it, and I was like, I did not know this. And then I remembered it was on the show, but I think they did it a little differently. And I think, like, they just didn't make that big of a deal out of it on the show. But this was the attempted kidnapping of Princess Anne. And you all know we stan Princess Anne.
Oh my God. Till the day I die.
Yeah.
To
the day I mean, and if anything, that show has made me love her more. And then just this past year, she's had so many amazing viral moments.
Yes. She really is, like, who we need right now.
Where is Anne? They did not give an Anne update in the whereabouts of the royal family. I need to look for that.
I'm sorry. That is not acceptable.
So, yeah, in 1974, she was 23 years old, and she was heading back to Buckingham Palace after attending a charity event with her first husband, Mark, I guess, Captain Mark Phillips. See, I don't remember, like, her being married in the show when this happened, because she was, like, a lot, it seemed younger.
Yeah, I'm like, did this happen? Maybe it's going to be, like, next season?
Well, I remember the response, and, like, she had this phrase, which is iconic. So, they were heading back to Buckingham Palace, and a car blocked their way. The driver pulled out a handgun. His name is Ian Ball. And the driver of the car that was blocking the way, Ian Ball then shot Anne's chauffeur, her security guard, and a nearby journalist who tried to intervene. I don't think anyone died, but he shot those people. And he was planning to kidnap Anne for a $2 million ransom. And when he tried to get her out of the car, she said, "Not bloody likely."
You mean she said, "Not bloody likely."
Not bloody likely.
Love her.
Yeah, like, not gonna happen. And then this guy was just happened to be passing by, Ronnie Russell, who was a boxer, and he just walked up and punched Ian Ball in the head and, like, stopped the kidnapping.
Oh my God.
But yeah, she was just like, no, not gonna happen. Get out of here.
She is hardcore. And I love her. Beyond. Cheers to you, Princess Anne.
So, okay, this next one's kind of crazy, too, and pretty scary. In 1982, a 30-year-old man named Michael Fagan managed to sneak past security at Buckingham Palace and scaled the palace walls, like, up the drain pipe, entered the queen's bedroom, where the queen was, and the queen just chatted him up for 10 minutes until help arrived. Just, like, kept her cool.
Fucking not. No.
Hostage negotiator, like, right there.
No. She is so legit. I am not even kidding.
She is just, like, I mean, really tough, for real. Like, you would think a queen would be like, oh, you know, like, and freaking out and all that.
Oh,
but she's,
I'm
like,
sorry.
Oh,
if there was a dude in my bedroom, I would pass out. I would just, like, die. Are you kidding? If not, like, scream like a psycho.
Yeah.
Damn. How can you not love this woman?
I know.
She is out of her mind.
Yeah.
So good.
Like, and then most of these are just kind of like recent examples of like, I don't know if they're necessarily putting these in danger, but maybe how they like responded to crisis. This one definitely did happen, you know, involve endangering Prince Harry. And you'll remember it's when he was serving in the army and he was serving in Afghanistan, and the Australian newspaper revealed his location. And so he had to like stop serving, which, you know, sucked him, you know, he wanted to do his duty and all that. But he did end up going back to Afghanistan eventually, in 2012 and 2013.
Okay.
And then this one is Kate. Oh, sorry. What?
No, I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then in 2017, Kate Middleton and Prince William calmed worried Londoners by stepping out at the Royal Variety Performance shortly after a scare caused a mass panic at a nearby Oxford Circus station. I guess there was like some kind of maybe like terror scare or something. And so by them coming out, you know, and being in public at the theater and the performance, like they were being a calming presence.
Oh, interesting. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So same that's kind of scary to do.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and
so they do step up. They do step up, I guess.
Mm-hmm. So that, yeah, like after the, I didn't know this either, that after the terrorist attack in 2017, at the Ariana Grande concert in Manchester, Prince Charles and Camilla, actually made an unannounced visit to the arena, and they said, "It's important to talk to each other afterwards. I think you were all incredible. It must have been incredibly difficult for you. People have got a lot of thank you for, or have a lot to be thankful for. You did a fantastic job and you should be proud of yourselves." Like, they went and visited the staff of the arena, basically. And,
that's nice.
Yeah. So
that's the least they can do.
Yeah. I mean, exactly. I think it kind of reminds me of in The Crown this season when there was that horrible, oh my God, what was it? The mudslide in the town.
Oh my God. That was hard to watch.
And how long it took the royals to respond. And I think ever since that incident, because they said like it's lived with the queen forever, like they do a much better job about being public in like times of tragedy and crisis.
Yeah, that was, I think that was like the standout episode or two. I think it stretched into two episodes if I'm not mistaken.
I think it did too, and just because of like her response was took so long, and I think that's what made me see how like out of touch they really were, you know.
Yeah. That was one of the best episodes of the whole series so far.
I cried so much.
That was dark, but so good. So well. But I mean, also, like, it's from actual history. So.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. If you think about it, like, you know, Elizabeth is the longest reigning monarch in the world. So she's seen everything and been through stuff, been through world wars. You know, she has been through terrorist attacks. Like,
that bitch is still raining. She is still, make it rain. Stop. Make it
teenager
rain.
Walked up to her and fired a gun at her, like on a horse.
This bitch cannot be phased.
No.
Please.
So, you know, obviously when all this happened with coronavirus, I wanted to know, I wanted to make sure the royals were being protected.
Yes, there was like a meme of her like in it in like you know, what are those hyperbolic chambers or whatever, just like in one of those.
Yes, so okay, I did find an article that has an update with, you know, where all the, I guess, royals of the Windsor house are. No, I mean, not Anne, but like, you know, just the direct descendants of Elizabeth. But so the Queen and Philip, they confirmed that they'll be spending time at Windsor Castle through Easter. So that's where they are. They're not at Buckingham Palace. And, you know, they've been sending out a message of hope to people in the United Kingdom and around the world and trying to, you know, be assuring to them during this uncertain time. The Queen canceled upcoming engagements, including three garden parties at Buckingham Palace and an April service at St. George's Chapel.
Oh, well, I would fucking hope so.
Garden parties. Oh, my God. So, okay, Prince Charles and Camilla are at Clarence House, and that's where they live. They're no longer going on their spring royal tour due to the pandemic. And, yeah, they're going to be also probably rescheduling that. And they were supposed to go to Bosnia, Herzegovina, Cyprus, and Jordan. So they're just hanging out at Clarence House.
Okay. Wow, what are they doing? I bet they're doing puzzles.
Yeah, probably. I bet they are doing puzzles. They seem like puzzle people.
They do, which I love a good puzzle.
Yeah. You know, they haven't confirmed if they're going to be there for much longer, but that's where we know they are now. So they could be moving, actually.
I was just going to say, like, my problem with puzzles is that you need, like, if it's a big puzzle and you're just planning to work on it, like, here and there, you need, like, a whole extra table available to, like... Like, when you have little kids, like, I could never just leave fucking puzzle out. Like, are you kidding? I'd have... I'd finish it and there'd be, like, 70 missing pieces.
Same. I don't have the patience for puzzles. I know.
I do have a good... Every now and then, my mom would pull a puzzle out, and we had this big wooden board that we would do it on. So, like, you know, when we wanted to move it out of the way, you just pick up the big board and, like, bring it in the other room. Like, I don't have enough space to do that.
Yeah, I wouldn't have enough space.
Yeah, but I do love a good puzzle. But my mom, she can't do them anymore because she would open a puzzle and then she would not go to sleep until she finished it.
Oh no! She'd stay up. Did you just think about it?
She'd stay up till like 3 a.m. doing a puzzle till it was over. She's like, I can't do puzzles anymore.
Oh my God.
A psycho. Yeah, that's right, Mom. Put the puzzle away. Go to bed.
She's just like, go to sleep. Days.
Stay home.
Royals should really let us know what puzzles they're doing.
Suggestions.
Yeah, like, come on, let's get a live stream of Charles and Camilla doing puzzles.
See, that's what they should be doing. They got to get on the social media.
They really should. I bet they will be soon. You know, I mean, I feel like William and Kate and like Harry and Meghan have kind of started that train. But Prince William and Kate Middleton, they live in London at Kensington Palace with their kids, obviously, George, Charlotte, and Louis. And they're all there right now. And George and Charlotte are being homeschooled. And their school is going to be offering, like, a remote learning schedule. So they'll be taking care of that. And William released an Instagram video, you know, talking about the crisis, and it's like trying to be visible in that way, which I think is important for a leader, you know.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Harry and Meghan.
The people who are helping them, they must just be living there full time, right? Like,
I doubt they're letting their
you know, like nannies and stuff leave and come back, right?
I don't know. I mean, maybe under certain like protective, you know, stuff, but yeah, I would think not. And then of course Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are actually in Vancouver, Canada with baby Archie. They actually went to Canada long before all this. Okay.
See, they know. They fucking know.
But they do, like, it is being reported that they are doing their best to keep calm, because they are separated from the family. And so, like, Meghan said that they are grateful, especially Harry, that they could have spent time with his family before all of this happened, you know? Like, they just did their final trip to the UK for their final royal appearance in early March. So, like, they might not have been able to go to Canada, or they might not, you know, like, they just got to see their family, which a lot of people aren't able to do right now. So at least they're, like, keeping it in perspective.
But they have never looked better.
Oh, my God, no.
My God. Are you kidding me, Meghan Markle?
I mean, I was so looking forward to her and seeing what she was going to wear at the Met Gala. Like, that was going to be the highlight of my 2020, and they canceled the Met Gala.
I know. Oh, I hope, you know what? I hope celebrities, like, still get ready. Like, they're going, like.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. And then they do, like, their own little, like, Instagram live. Like, look at me at the Met. Like.
Yeah.
No way Kylie Jenner is not going to do that.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that would be, like, there are so many things that are becoming virtual, and you can do it in a way, like, especially with fashion, it's all visual, right? So, like, we can just see it.
Yeah, I mean, it's all just for the red carpet pictures of it all. So,
well, and I think the Met, you can actually tour it right now too for free virtually as well. So maybe there's a way that they could like pair celebrities with artwork, you know, like from the collection that they were going to show.
Dude, they have to do, if they don't do something like that, what are they doing? Like, if we have that idea, we need to be fucking the social media marketing team. Because so we know our like little podcast is just so popular on the social media.
I mean, we are like, I feel like a good sample though of society. So like, if this is what the people want,
they should listen to us, because seriously, this is genius. Absolute genius. Oh my
God. It's like, if they're not already doing this, come on, what is happening?
Okay, for confidential confessions, we're
do
just going
to Megan
fire all of our ideas. What are people supposed to be
doing? Just do for Meghan Markle, Matt. Come on, she like gave up everything. So just do it for her.
For specifically to go to the fucking Met Gala.
Exactly.
Okay?
It was going to be her moment. Come on, Anna Wintour.
We're so smart. God.
So that's where the royals are. They're okay. You know, obviously we'll keep you updated. And just remember, if you're feeling anxious, keep calm and carry on like Queen Elizabeth, the baddest bitch in town. All right?
God, I love that message.
We need it now more than ever. But yeah, so speaking of anxiety and quarantine, we thought that would be a good theme for this week's BuzzFeed quiz.
Yes, I like this one. Of course, it's like, you know, on theme, on brand. So the quiz is, go quarantine shopping to find out what kind of person you are.
I like
and that. I'm sure we've all been quarantine shopping.
Oh, yeah.
At least once. But seriously, stay home. Like, literally, don't leave your house unless you need the essentials, okay? I cannot stress that.
Yep, they will deliver alcohol, okay? Some cities.
Oh, okay. Don't get me started.
Okay, well, what did you get? I love the one that I got. It's something I need to do more of, but.
Oh, okay, so I got self-love guru.
Same.
God, okay. I kind of thought we might have gotten this one. So it says, sure, you're going to be at home for a while, but who says that's a bad thing? You're the kind of person who will take this as an opportunity for some much-needed you time. Bring on the bubble baths and lavender candles. It's never a bad time for some self-love. Which, like, okay, would rather die than take a bath.
No, but, like, seriously, today I was bored. I was like, I think I'm going to take a bath. just have something to do.
Did you?
I didn't, but I like thought about it because I am like a candle person. Like, I like candles and like to do that. And like, my sister-in-law, shout out Christy, Patreon saint, sent me these candles for Christmas that were like relax and calm themed and stuff like that. So they've been working overtime this week.
Yeah. Right. Oh my God. Oh, and you sent me a candle for my birthday, which I love.
Light it up.
I have it in my kitchen. Yeah. I love that one. I'm not one to take a bath, but you know what? Maybe I'll take a bath. Oh my God. Do you know what we should do? We should do one night this week, an Instagram live of us doing like homemade face masks.
Yes. Cause like, I just the other day was like, I really need to do a face mask. Like, just in general, it's been a while. So like too long.
The other night, there's literally never a better time. Like, we should seriously go live one night this week because
let's
everybody's fucking going.
Self-care night.
Like, why not? And
everybody pick a self-care activity for this week. Yeah. And like, we'll let you know when we're going to go live one evening. Okay. And like, you can tell us what you're doing and we'll show you what we're doing.
Yes. You know what? I'm going to have to remember to post on Wednesday, like when this comes out, a recipe for a really good face mask. It's just like honey, sugar, like it's something like super easy, and I've done it before. It is good. I'll give the recipe, and then
Nikki has any suggestions, like too, just like little recipes that we can post. Maybe we can put a few up, you know.
Oh my God,
like paint your nails or just like do a scalp massage or meditate for 5 minutes. Like
scalp massage. I just had an orgasm. Think about it. Scalp massage. Wow.
Self-care sesh. Let's do it. Because BuzzFeed told us to.
Because we fucking can. Ugh. Genius. Another genius idea. Are you kidding me? All these ideas.
I'm telling you, when you drink White Claw, it's like your brain juice.
Okay.
It's like you never had kids.
It's fun again. I'm so fun again. You bitch.
Just kidding.
No, it's so true. Real White Claw gives me such a vibe. I just...
White Claw gives you wings.
That's right, right? That sounds right.
Oh, my God. And my favorite gif on this BuzzFeed result is from Parks and Rec, and it's Amy Poehler, you know, doing the I'm a goddess, a glorious female warrior speech, and I love that. So just watch a show that makes you happy.
Yeah. This was a great one, and it's a good self-reminder. Like, I really think that this whole thing is actually, like, what nature needed, like, what we were talking before, and what everybody in society needed. Like,
yeah, in a lot of ways, let's just look at the positives, you know? Now it's forcing you to slow down, maybe, and take a moment for yourself.
Yeah.
And more time with your family. Like, learn a new skill.
Yeah. People always complain they work too much, they don't get enough time with their family. Now's the fucking time, right?
Absolutely. I think so. So take advantage of it. Try to be positive. Keep calm and carry on, you know, and we will let you know when we're going to do self-care. Check the Instagram at Evening Booze Hour, right? Yeah. And then Twitter at Evening Booze.
I like that, right?
Yeah. And yeah, send us your self-care tips. We'll share them and then we'll do an Instagram live and let you know what we're doing and we can all chat.
Yeah, see you next year. AKA next Wednesday.
Yep.
Oh my God. Have a good year, guys. It's been real. Oh my God.
Stay safe. Stay home.
Yeah, stay healthy. DM us any and every time anything in your life happens. We love you, and we will be back here next Wednesday. Yeah.
Same place, same time. We'll be literally probably doing the exact same thing. So.
We love you. We love you.
Bye.
Bye. Oh my God.